This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This weekend, the Lenzing Performing Arts Center in Santa Fe kicks off the 50th anniversary of the Institute of American Indian Arts with a specially conceived intertribal contemporary dance piece, Walking at the Edge of Water, featuring a collective of indigenous artists, looks at native perspectives on the life-giving qualities of water. With us this morning is the creator of this new work, the artistic director of Santa Fe's indigenous dance company, Dancing Earth, choreographer Rulon Tongan. Rulon, this project started taking shape several years ago. Where did it start?
Well, I have to say it was sort of put into our hands like a gift into a bowl. It started with Native grandmothers. They were from the Lakota First Nation, and they were meeting us at a Native wellness conference for youth. And they said, we would like you to dedicate your next dance to the healing of the waters of our bodies and of the planet. And then every year or so, that message would be repeated, just kept coming our way. So it's like drops in a bucket. It just fills up, and then it's time to make the piece. And we decided to do it for this prophecy year of 2012.
What are people who are going to be sitting in the audience at the Lenzing this weekend going to see? I know there are a lot of elements in this production.
We actually are working very hard to make a very multidimensional world so that from the moment you walk in the theater, you're in this other realm. So it'll start with a video projection that puts you into a desert landscape. On the ground will be little pieces of paper, the shapes of drops of water, with little snippets of poetry coming from different native languages all about water. And the performers, it's really unusual because we've been able to gather 17 dancers from 21 First Nations. And I'm calling them artists for this show rather than dancers because many of them are also singers, artists, spoken word. So you're going to be getting this really textured experience of theater, which these days is considered very new to mix in all these different forms. But it's also very ancient in that our dances or rituals included every part of life and everybody was involved in every aspect. So that's the experience we want people to have in there.
Yeah. And the music. Tell me about the music.
Oh, that's pretty fun. We've got a bunch of different Native composers who have contributed pieces. But our music director is an ethnomusicologist. Her name's Sina Soul. So she's mapping together these pieces, but with an overlay of voices that have been sampled from community members. So community members in our global community about water. So it has, again, a lot of textures, a lot of layers.
Rulon, you obviously feel strongly that the performing arts are a valuable way of looking at important issues. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I, again, always look at our indigenous forms. So I'm trying to sort of decolonize theater and reinvent it. Like, okay, well, what is the original purpose? And our traditional songs and dances are often rituals for the purpose of transformation that mark moments in time, for example, to mark the passage coming of age of a woman, you know, that specific moment in time. So I look at our world right now, so many people coming to me about water, and it's our purpose to fulfill that through our bodies, through our arts and culture. You leave the theater different from when you came, whether you're a dancer, a technician, an audience member, you come in and you're changed.
Rulon Tongan leads the indigenous arts organization Dancing Earth, the company's newest work, Walking at the Edge of Water, an intertribal dance expression of native water issues, is on stage at the Lenzing Center Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30. Go to ticketssantafe.org or call 988-1234. For more information, visit dancingearth.org. Rulon, it's great to have you here again. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.
Oh, when you get it and oh.